So speaking again with Dave Rockwood of DNRR about the Shelburne County wildfire situations, as of about 10:45 this morning, where do we stand with the Barrington Lake fire, the one that's been over 23,000 hectares?
Yeah, so the Barrington Lake, late yesterday evening, we had that wind shift, which we were predicting. So it kind of moved the smoke in a counterclockwise movement from the southeast, came around through Yarmouth. We got a bunch of calls about smoke and potential fires, and then it down through Pubnico, and then it's the smoke is kind of in the Barrington, the community of Barrington direction today, unfortunately. So they're going to have some smoke issues. But during that process, with the kind of changing winds, we did have some growth up until about dark. So we're up to 24,980 hectares as of this morning. But the biggest thing to note is with that wind shift, when it did come around, I was leaving the command post around 11 o'clock last night, and we were getting light showers down here. And in the overnight hour, we have noted no growth, no significant growth overnight. So that's a real good sign for us.
Absolutely. So the focus today, certainly, are you able to attack that fire more now that the rain is falling? Is that making a difference?
Yeah, so now that the rain's here, our crews are able to switch from a indirect attack method, you know, being back further, relying on the aircraft, working at the back of the fire, to a more direct method where they're able to get in there, starting putting the hose out, starting to attack closer and get in and around the communities where we haven't been able to get into is the hope. Continuing with our, you know, progression with our dozer breaks and those kind of things. So, and then the volunteers. Volunteer fire departments with our strike team leaders, they'll be getting in and just double-checking, getting in there and making sure if there's any structure protection still needed, and just getting in and being able to get into those spots we just haven't been able to get into for days.
What's the response been like from, I know there's local firefighters, there's DNR firefighters, but what's the response been like from, you know, the country and out of the country? Have those firefighters and officials arrived yet?
Yeah, for sure. So again, you know, our 20 pack came back a couple days ago. Last night, this kind of warmed my heart. Being a fellow Newfoundlander, I walked around the corner, and here were 18 Newfoundlanders standing there, all bright-eyed and bushy, ready to get to work. So they landed yesterday evening, and they're in on the fire line today. And our American partners shouldn't be too far out now. Within either today, sometime today, is we're hoping they're going to make boots on the ground down here.
We heard the briefing earlier as well from Chief Meldrum up in Halifax, and saying that you know, efforts there are 85% containment, so they may be able to send some resources to Shelburne as well. Is that correct?
There's always that possibility. You know, we also need to have people rested in that. We're getting a small army going down here. We're hitting it hard. Like, we've got 150 natural resources and renewable staff down here. We've got over 45 pieces of heavy equipment. And when we talk heavy equipment, you know, some of this equipment has had to be shipped in for single pieces on three different flat decks or low boys. So we're not dealing with small gear here. So we're, you know, as long as the weather, I think we've got a good chance to make some ground this weekend. We're nowhere near out of the woods, but we want to get those breaks in. So at least if we can't put this fire out anytime soon, we can at least try and make these communities safe that are in these areas.
And you had mentioned yesterday as well about, you know, reaching out to the municipalities with a potential list of civic addresses and homes that might be affected. Is that any closer to being passed off to the municipal units?
Yeah, our liaison officer has been pretty busy this morning, but I know we were discussing last night that list should be being handed over a preliminary. Again, it's not a complete list at this time, just because there's still areas we can't get into. But we do have a database that we're going to be starting to feed over to the municipalities. We're really hoping early this morning, or, you know, at the worst case, tomorrow. So it is coming. You know, we're trying to get that information out. We've got 9+ individuals in there today again doing that reconnaissance. And that's another benefit of the weather today. We're able to get our situational awareness up so we can get in and see all these things we haven't been able to see just because of those massive columns of smoke the last few days.
And as well, just an update on the Lake Road fire in Shelburne and East Pubnico, if you will. I know those fires, you said they were being hammered quite hard yesterday.
Yeah. The good thing to announce on both those fires is there's been no growth in almost 24 hours on those. So our crews are still in there. We've still got the same resources in there, 15 down at the Lake Road, various VFD individuals assisting us down there. And then the Pubnico fire, again, is that 20 natural resource renewables. It's still sitting at 138 hectares, but we've seen no growth outside of our control lines at this point down there. So, we're getting really, really happy with those, but we're not pulling them out of that out of control status just yet. But I just want to put a plug in for the SPCA that's down here.
Yeah, sure.
Their phone number is 902-307-0475. And they're working with us and they're being escorted in. And what we're looking for is we want individuals that have had to, they've been evacuated and they need help with either boarding their animals, or if they couldn't take their pets and they're just really concerned and they want to have check on them. These absolute amazing people with the SPCA have been in here for the last few days, going in, feeding animals, collecting animals, and doing an awesome job. So again, that's 902-307-0475. Give them a call, and if they can help you, they're there for you. So again, this is a way we're keeping people out of the area and just having the professionals that are being guided in. So great work being done by them as well.